A very warm welcome to Barry Chapman, the plumbing boss. On a Tuesday, we generally chat with Chapman, and here we are again on a Tuesday. I can't believe how fast the weeks are literally flying by now, Barry. I don't know what's happening. It's all good as long as we're going in the right direction.
100%. Yeah, and with all this rain around and water around, it's got my brain thinking about water and water in the ground and sewer systems and stormwater systems and everything, and I've been pondering quite a bit about sewer treatment and greywater treatment,
which in a country like ours makes a lot of sense when you think about it, because we have a water scarce country and the resource is precious. It's not being particularly well managed, to put it mildly, by the state or local municipalities even. So really, again, it kind of devolves to us, the ordinary citizenry, to take a look at how we can possibly be more water-wise. And what you're talking about is bang on trend in terms of looking after the resources on the planet that are precious. Now, the idea of recycling water is something that I think for many folk is a bit foreign, because, well, it's what happens in the big recycling plants. But how can we do this at home? Is it even legal?
Well, from a legality perspective, I can't see. I would have to research the legality perspective of it, but I can't see why not. Because majority of houses that have septic tanks have soakaways, and that leaches into the ground after it's been through its little process. So I would imagine doing a water treatment works in a domestic application would be far better, because you're not putting that much effluent water into the underground water tables that's partially processed, not processed. So I would imagine it would be a no-brainer and would be allowed.
Certainly with a septic tank community, and there's quite a large in our footprint in the sort of Salt Rock area, a lot of homes are still on septic tanks.
Yeah, 100%. Salt Rock, Sheffield era, some of our newer, larger estates that are coming up in more the agricultural areas, they are all septic tanks. All our farmers in the area are living off septic tanks.
So let's talk how that works. I mean, the basic understanding of a septic tank is that, you know, once the water, the potable water, as we call it, goes through your systems and is expelled via the drain, it goes, instead of into the municipal water works, via connected pipes, because they don't exist in areas where septic tanks are prevalent, they go straight into a large holding tank. And then from there, what happens?
So it goes into the holding tank. So there's generally two different kinds of holding tanks that you have. You have one large holding tank that has an inlet pipe and an outlet pipe. Your outlet pipe has a dip down pipe inside it so that the floating solids and your sinking solids don't get passed on to the next chamber. So that is a one tank system. I'm not very I don't like the one tank system that much, because it doesn't process the effluent water enough. So I like using precast septic tank, concrete septic tank chambers, which you can do 2, 3, 4. Obviously, the more you put, the more it processes it down to a cleaner effluent water before you then put it into this processing plant. So my general is a 3-chamber and piped up in the same configuration. Inlet pipe coming in at the top of the tank. That tank fills up sinking solids to the bottom, floating solids to the top, and then your pipe that goes across to the next tank starts midway of the tank, and then the water goes over and so on to the next tank and the next tank. Through this process, it's filtering all the floating and sinking solids out of it, so by the time it comes out of the last tank, it's relatively clean water in the sense that there's no solids in it. From there, traditional septic tank system goes into a soakaway. French drain, people call them. They are generally a hole in the ground filled with rocks, or infiltrator chambers, which is a dome under the ground with fins on it that allows it to leach into the ground. Or you can get also precast septic chambers, which is an attenuation soakaway. So you can design the soakaway to be slightly smaller because it can hold the volume of water and soak away into the ground over time. that is a traditional septic tank. Now, what I'm talking about is now going a step further, going green, going great, getting things growing in your garden. And that's going from your septic tank system through into a biofilter. So a biofilter, straight off the bat, it's biological. It's got bacteria and everything inside it. From that, it goes into reed beds or a plant bed that you've got a filtering media, very similar to lava rock or something that, or like a pumice stone that's very porous that the bacteria and everything can get into. And your plants are then planted into that reed bed. And they grow inside there through that process of the water. And your average domestic household is probably going to have a reed bed of about 10 meters long. So again, space is required for this, but majority of us don't have too much of a space issue. So 10 meters long, and it's all of about 300 or 400 mils deep. And the water then processes through that with specific design elements within that reed bed to make sure that the water is processed up and down and up and down as it goes through it.
So it's, you're creating a wetland, a mini wetland.
Yes.
Which is attractive to birds, butterflies, bees, etc. And aesthetically pleasing as well. And then from there, the water at the end of the exercise is, can you then use it for the rest of the garden?
So you can, at the end of that process, take that water out and utilize it. It's not as filtered as one would like to. So ideally what you want to do is you want to go from the end of that reed bed, put it into another tank. Aeration is required now because you've got that bacteria and everything that's from the reed bed. With a bit of extra aeration, it just gets that bacteria up and going and gets munching whatever's left inside it. So there's a few different options. Guys use, and it's as little as a little baby waterfall, coming out of the reed bed into a small little holding tank where there is aeration, agitation of the water surface. Or other guys use air blowers, basically a slightly larger version of your fish tank bubble blower, to aerate that water. And then after that, off you go.
So you can literally, within your private property, create a recycling plant for, well, shall we call it water that is good enough for domestic agricultural use, probably even washing the car and that sort of thing. And if you wanted to really go the whole hog, you could probably then process it even further to back to potable, drinkable water.
So 100%, yeah. So part of that whole process is when you get to that point of the end of your reed bed and your aeration and everything and your final product that you've taken out at the end, it's not always going to be exactly the same, but you take a sample of that water, send it off to a lab, get it tested, and you see how well your system is processing that water. You're not going to test it within the first couple of weeks of you getting the system going. You're going to test it within 6 months because the roots need to establish themselves. It really needs to grow into itself. Once that 6 month period's gone, you then send the water off for testing. Off of that water analysis, you can then build yourself a filter system to clean that water. From the point of if there is any E. coli in it or fecal matter or whatever the items are that happen to be in that water, there is a filter out there for you to be able to get it back to reusable drinking water.
So it's all doable and available, and all that is required is the will to implement it. I think it's good news.
100%.
Ultimately, look, not everyone's going to do it for sure, but if you're listening to this and wanting to find out more, can I suggest that you contact the plumbing boss, Barry Chapman. Chapman Plumbing, well known in the area and the sponsors of our regular afternoon news reports. And I'm sure Barry will be happy to discuss with you your needs and give you a rough idea of what it's going to cost you. And then, of course, also what it's going to save you. Because if you think about it, at the end of the exercise, it's a bit like any investment when you start changing the way you do things. The results, the benefits come later and often. Mm. Like with the solar guys have discovered, you know, it's a bit of a cost up front, but ultimately the payback is there. It's, you know, you change your diet and exercise regimen and bit of a change, but ultimately the reward is there. So doing the same with water, it's a very good thing for the planet. It's a very good thing for you and the family. And I think it's a kind of exciting experiment in educating all of those around you as to how one can be a more worthy custodian, if you like, of the resources that keep us all alive and well.
100%.
Barry, thank you. This will go up as a podcast now, so if you only just joined us or you missed part of it or you want to share the news, you certainly will be able to do that. You'll find it on our website or our dedicated apps. And Barry will be back in a week's time for another chat with Chapin.
Beautiful. Thank you very much.
And the afternoon show continues.